The European Union says it has agreed to a new package of economic sanctions against Russia that EU officials say is meant to make Moscow revise its policy toward Ukraine. The sanctions tighten existing measures imposed in July. They target more individuals with travel bans and asset freezes, and also tighten access to capital markets for Russian oil and defense companies. The new sanctions will be formally implemented on Monday. The measure was taken despite the signing of a ceasefire agreement by the Ukrainian government and the pro-Russia forces in eastern Ukraine. U.S. President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron both said they would go ahead with the sanctions despite the truce.
A ceasefire has been agreed upon by both Kiev and anti-government fighters in the east of Ukraine. Moscow has welcomed the ceasefire. Western countries, along with NATO, have said they hope for peace, but that distrust still remains. Recent developments show that efforts to reach a lasting peace remain out of reach. NATO has proposed 15 million euros in lethal and non-lethal aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Western countries have put together a new round of sanctions against Moscow. Here in Kiev, some residents say they welcome NATO's support. They also say that they need the support of NATO for a ceasefire to last.
NATO should start now. We need their help. We cannot handle Russia alone.
I think that it is necessary to join NATO because now our children are dying and they have a strong army.
But Sergei Perehud from the pro-Russian movement says joining NATO will only prolong the war. He too is skeptical that any real deal has been met and told Press TV that he believes the ceasefire is only a temporary solution.
I think that the war will not be stopped. Kiev authorities will negotiate only if they suffer defeat. Kiev will not stop the troops now. They will give any excuse to break the ceasefire.
Some of the negotiations of the ceasefire include the returning of hostages from both sides, as well as a humanitarian corridor for refugees. The monitoring of the ceasefire will be conducted by the OSCE. If the ceasefire deal sticks and a peace plan is put into place, the rebuilding of demolished areas in the east could start as early as next week. But the story would be different for the hundreds of thousands of people who have been displaced from their homes. Serena Shim, Press TV, Kiev.